Hi, my name is Neil Jordan. I am the Worldwide General Manager for the Health Industry at Microsoft. I'm so sorry that I can't be with you directly and with Dr. Shirali directly for what is undoubtedly going to be a really fascinating conference and presentation. I have a pretty good excuse. I'm actually going to be on paternity leave myself. And in fact, there's a personal connection here, both for myself and the Children's Mercy folks, but also directly with Gurish and the work that he does. When I first met with him, I explained that my father, now retired, is a pediatric cardiologist himself. In fact, had built a fairly major program of work in the UK around pediatric cardiology going back almost 60 years now. And you can imagine what was capable and what was possible then. Today, when I look at the work that is happening at Children's Mercy, and particularly the way they're using technology to digitally transform the process and the engagement with the parents and with the babies themselves, of course, it's just an extraordinary story. And we feel a personal connection with the doctors, with everyone who's working at Children's Mercy, which I think was really shown by the way they showed up for our entire company at our company event last year at MGX, the Microsoft Global Exchange. The impact they have, not just on patients, but really on the industry as a whole, and the repeatability of what they do is enormous. And it really touched my heart and touched the hearts of all of the people at Microsoft to see the way they had used skills, passion, and vision to take technology and really improve the outcomes of these kids in this incredibly complex arena of pediatric cardiology. It's something that's important to us, and it's something that really we don't have words to thank them for. But what I will do is hand over to our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simon Koss, to share a little bit more of the vision for Microsoft around digital transformation. And you'll see how this incredible story fits into that and really amplifies and shows the value that technology can bring. So thanks for your time and attention today. And now over to you, Dr. Koss.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Simon Koss, Microsoft's Chief Medical Officer, and it's my pleasure to join you to share a few thoughts about digital transformation in health. When I was a critical care doctor, I saw firsthand when communication starts to break down, when it's not well supported by digital processes, and frankly, that made it my life's passion to try and improve care with technology. We live in exciting times, but we work in an industry that isn't necessarily receptive to change. There's some inertia. I've got a quote that I'd like to share with you. It's one of my favourites. It comes from the 1820s from a gentleman by the name of John Fords, MD, and he was talking about a particular piece of new technology. It wasn't digital in the 1820s, but have a listen to this and think about how we respond to change. That it will ever come into general use, notwithstanding its value, I am extremely doubtful, because its beneficial application requires much time and gives a good deal of trouble, both to the patient and the practitioner, and because its whole hue and character is foreign and opposed to all our habits and associations. Do you know what John Forbes was talking about? It's a stethoscope, which now is a quintessential symbol of our health industry. But back then, greeted by the medical fraternity with skepticism. How could this possibly change or transform care? Think about the digital society that we live in today. As consumers, our homes and our environments surround us with cloud-based technology that gives us ubiquitous computing, from smart devices or smartphones or access to technology. And those devices aren't just passive. They're collecting information that can be structured and stored and fed back to us in actionable ways. The intelligence around us is ambient. And this is what's possible, but in healthcare, we're not there. And there are good reasons for that. The regulatory environment, we need to be cautious about how we make progress in healthcare. But how do we bridge that digital society and health experience divide. I think we've spent a lot of time on digitization. We're pretty good with electronic health and medical records. We've taken the paper notes and we've transformed them into a digital asset. But that hasn't really changed how we deliver care. It hasn't fundamentally changed our outcomes. To do that, I think we need to have a focus on systems of insight. So how do we take that information that's captured in the record and use it to quantify the care that we're delivering, the improvements that we're making? And then systems of engagement. How do we put in the right systems and frameworks that allow people to better communicate, collaborate, learn and share information together? When we complement the systems of record with those systems of insight and systems of engagement, that's where we can truly transform care. When I think about digital transformation in health, I think about a framework loosely based on the quadruple aim. There's four pillars. First, patients. How do we provide a better experience to the patient? How do we engage them with experiences that are personal and impactful for them? Our care teams. How do we empower our care providers with the tools that they need to be effective in their jobs and do it at the point of care? How do we use health analytics to improve our clinical and operational effectiveness, allowing us to make inroads into things like population health and wellness? And then finally, how do we transform care using some of these newer technologies that allow us to bend the cost curve and get on top of the chronic problem that many of our developed worlds have, which is rising costs in healthcare? And that's why I love the work that the team at Children's Mercy have done. The application that they have created called CHAMP is phenomenal. This is a cloud-based application that has made a dramatic difference to mortality for kids with hypoplastic left heart syndrome. At its essence, it's relatively simple in concept. They took the paper diary that parents were recording information about these children in, and the weighing scale and the pulse oximeters and some of the various physiological parameters that they were capturing, and digitized it. But they did it using an online system, which meant that that information could now be transmitted back to the care team in real time, and the care team were able to have live information to be able to monitor those patients and look for signs of deterioration. They were also able to capture some video, 15 seconds of video each day of the patient, which really added a richness to the picture, the clinical picture that the care team had. And using this innovation, they were able to drive down the mortality for kids with interstage period with hypoplastic left heart syndrome significantly by getting on top of deterioration and then intervening early. The fact that it was created on a cloud-based platform meant that this solution could then be rolled out and scaled to other organisations with a similar problem. So this now has sites live in at least two other hospitals and implementations underway in many states. We're going to redefine the mortality and journey for children with hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And that's fantastic because now we're making inroads into those four pillars. A better patient experience where the patients and family feel like they're engaged in a seamless part of that care, where the care team have better information that's real time that allows them to make better decisions. From an analytics perspective, they are clearly able to monitor the improvement that they've got, and the team also have ideas about how they can use these 3.5 years of video analytics to be able to provide machine learning models about how might we be able to earlier detect signs of deterioration. And of course, This is all happening on cloud-based technology, which is cheap and commoditized, using consumer-grade devices in the patient's home. Really, really extraordinary example of digital transformation in practice. To make this transition requires trust. It requires an open mindset, and for us to put our skepticism on hold. We need to trust first that the technology is reliable and secure, because we're putting patient health information up in someone else's environment. But we also need the courage to be able to, as leaders, take these new models of care and approach them with a mindset of cautious experimentation, so that we can get the improvements while we're maintaining a quality of care. And if we do so, like the team at Children's Mercy, we can create dramatic improvements. Where are we going in the future? I think it's a really exciting time. This technology is out there and available, but how will it land in healthcare? Well, when I think about how do we better engage patients and consumers, I think about artificial intelligence, chatbots. How might we be able to have consumers talking to artificial intelligent agents with clinically validated content behind it, so that they can get their symptoms and triage and self-diagnosis from a trusted source rather than the web? How might we be able to use patient wearable devices and the monitored medical home? This is all really exciting, that takes care to the patient in a context that's comfortable and familiar for them. For providers, how can we then augment how they do their job with smart, intelligent assistants, and then change how we deliver care through virtual health scenarios? How can we reimagine clinical education with mixed and augmented reality? What's a bigger role for health analytics in improving our clinical and operational effectiveness? How might we be able to use artificial intelligence to get on top of readmissions as a problem? How can we take a look at medical imaging and video analytics and use natural language processing so that the process of interacting with our health record is a more seamless and natural experience? And then finally, how can we use technology to fundamentally transform our models of care? Whether that's using genomics to hasten the advent of precision medicine, or biosurveillance for disease patterns in our society, the technology that's available today makes all of this possible. But we need the leaders who are bravely positioned to take on some of these projects and demonstrate their value. If you'd like to learn more, there are some resources available. It's been my pleasure to share with you some thoughts on digital transformation. Congratulations again to the team at Children's Mercy.